Take the National Express when your life's in a mess. It'll make you smile. All human life is here, from the feeble old dear to the screaming child. From the student who knows that to have one of those would be a suicide.
Delighted to welcome to BFBS, the Forces Station, Neil Hannon. It's a big time for you, and I know we're a couple of years late for one big reason, but we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Divine Comedy. Are you sad that you couldn't hit it exactly on the 30th anniversary? Are you okay with the fact that we've had to hang on for a couple of years?
Well, look, it depends where you start the anniversary from. You know, it's all a bit arbitrary, really. I suppose originally we thought 1990, kind of when we got signed to our first little label and made the first tiny little awful pretend album. Then you could also say that the start is like on the first proper album, Liberation, which is 1993. So we're a year early.
But you've celebrated with a brand new single as well as the upcoming Best Of, The Best Mistakes. We'll talk about that in a minute, and especially about the video as well, which I saw again earlier on. I found it quite haunting, but you can put me right on that. So, Neil, if we hadn't had a pandemic then, would you have put together the Best Of? Was this how you filled your time?
We definitely wanted to do it, but we also were sort of putting together a box set of all of the albums, which contained lots and lots of demos, and I wrote half an autobiography, really, in notes along with all of the albums. So I've been now being nostalgic for about 2 years, and I'm about ready to do something new, but, you know, we'll soldier on. I'm not naturally a very nostalgic person, but being forced to look back is quite healthy, really, because it gives you quite a lot of perspective on what you've achieved.
Was it a fairly solemn time then when you were doing that? I mean, how did you fill your time during lockdowns?
Pretty similar to how I usually fill my time, because we live in the country, quite far away from civilization anyway, so it didn't affect us greatly. You know, I really admire people's courage in cities, you know, or in tower blocks trying to deal with that. I don't know how it's even possible, because, you know, I could always walk out the back garden with, you know, the dogs and say hello to the piggies. So it wasn't a huge problem for us. Having said that, you know, we couldn't tour. I couldn't just nip across to London as I would to do the business, rehearsals and things. So I kind of filled my time with a lot of various television shows and the occasional computer game. And I also reread the entirety of the Jeeves and Wooster P.G. Woodhouse collection.
Oh, come on.
That was nice.
That's amazing. That's very cool. And the piggies, how many pigs do you have?
65. We're a rescue, basically. Pig rescue. Now, I'm not going to take any credit here. This is all Kathy, my partner. She is the boss of my lovely pig rescue. And it's expanded beyond my wildest nightmares. But, you know, there are wonderful, charismatic creatures, and I would suggest you go and pet a pig soon.
I say, how about a little kiss? Don't be unkind. Something in the woodshed, and I can hear it breathing. It's such an eerie feeling, darling. He said, there's nothing in the woodshed, it's your imagination. End of the conversation, darling.
This is BFBS Radio 2. I'm Jason Herbert, in conversation with Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy. The Best Mistakes, your new single, it's out now. Hearing it, you're sticking with that fabulous, I don't want to say retro, but I've already said it, orchestral sound that you're so well known for. And between you and me, when nobody else is in the car, because I can't get away with it with the rest of the family, I'll listen to things like the Percy Faith Orchestra, Sounds Orchestral, Burt Camfort, that sort of thing. And because that's like my little...
That's right, up my street.
Oh, wow, okay, so that's my little secret thing. And when I hear anything, really, since the get-go of The Divine Comedy, there's always something in the back of my mind that says, this is that. Was that deliberate?
I would definitely wear my influences on my sleeve, and I have no problem with that, because... Yeah, everybody does in music, you know. It doesn't matter if it's like extremely old-fashioned like me, or whether they're sort of eulogizing the most recent, I'm going to think of a contemporary artist's name here. No, can't do it. The most recent Coldplay song. I love an awful lot of different types of music, I have to say. I mean, anything from Arcade Fire to Mantovani and everything in between. I'm not a big fan of reggae, I have to say.
Okay. I haven't heard much reggae influence in The Divine Comedy, so that's
exactly.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I'm a massive synth-pop fan, you know, the classic sort of 78 to 83 variety. Mm. And I also have an enormous soft spot for 60s orchestral pop and easy listening stuff. Yeah. So it's all in there, along with I was an indie kid basically in the 80s. I wanted to be in REM or Ride or My Bloody Valentine, or the list is endless. And it's just so happened that I kind of heard Scott Walker at about 1990, and the rest is history, really. I kind of got sucked into that sort of enormous sound of the Walker Brothers and Scott Walker.
Well, you're settled in. Right, we can begin. My name is
Alfred. Once there was a time when my mind lay on higher things. And once there was a time I could find pretty words to sing. But now I find it saves time to say what you mean. I know it seems so unrefined, but it's time to let off some steam. Was a time I could blindfold myself with love, but not now. Now I'm resigned to the kind of life I had reserved for other guys less smart than I. Come free on the NHS, but the more
This is BFBS Radio 2. I'm Jason Herbert, in conversation with Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy.
The video for the best mistakes. So we're seeing you getting all retrospective, and then we're seeing scenes, from very real scenes from your past with The Divine Comedy. And when you're seeing those images again, I mean, who chose the images to start off with, and what sort of emotions did that bring up, just finding the images for the video?
Well, our wonderful video director, Raphael Neil, is French, and he's done many of my most recent videos. And, well, we both kind of came up with the same idea, basically, to sort of have me around and about old images of me. And I thought it would be cool to actually sort of project me on top of me. You know, at the risk of showing how I've aged. But, you know, we all age. That's just a thing that happens. The choices were kind of made for us by who was going to charge us the most by using their images.
Wonderful. And you must be happy with the final thing.
Oh, it's a pretty good video. I'm not really happy with anything that I'm in. You know, you'll hear that from anybody say. It's just like, it's bad enough listening to your own voice, but watching yourself be an idiot and throwing moves and shapes, it's just very embarrassing. And time will never make it easier.
It's amazing.
But as long as you guys like it, that is literally all that matters.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. So that's all right. Yeah, that's the winner. So, all right. So, Neil, you also have written songs and themes for others, and I'm thinking of Father Ted, IT Crowd, that sort of stuff. Are you writing for anyone other than yourself at the moment?
Well, I just finished a project last year, which is not finished in general terms. The film Wonka, which will be coming out next year, Paul King, the director, asked me to write the songs for it, and it's basically a musical. I couldn't believe my luck, to be honest. This is a massive thing. And almost all of last year was taken up writing songs about chocolates and sweets. And it was great fun, but extremely stressful, I have to say.
Yeah.
But my work is done, and they'll be filming it for another month or so, and then it'll be out next year, so I hope and pray everybody likes it. Yeah.
When we hear the music on the film, will we know it's you that's written it?
I think it'll be pretty obvious. Yeah. Even if it's Timothy Chalamet singing it. Yeah.
All right. So, Neil, if you had to choose between then and now, what would you choose?
Now, like I said in the song, I wasn't lying. But I think, you know, it would be a sorry state of affairs if you went, oh, God, today's miserable. I wish I was back in the 90s, you know. That would be awful. And it wasn't awful back then, but it was very different. It's, you know, that young time of life when you just think you can do everything and you try and do it. And you're in this kind of the eye of the storm. And then one day, people kind of go, you're a bit 90s. I think we'll move on there. And you have to try and recalibrate the whole idea of why you do this. It's not about fame. It's about writing lovely music. And that's what I've tried to do for 20 years now.
And finally, Neil, do you have a message for our armed forces audience throughout the forces world?
I would like to say that what you do is incredible, and I'm not sure I could do it. So well done out there, and keep on keeping on.
I've thumbed the dogged pages of my paperback life, reread confusing passages that never worked out right. All the models and miscommunications that landed me here, all the fights and late night conversations. tried to throw the past out. I've tried to shed my skin. But the days go by so fast now. I kinda like remembering. Young man sitting at the station in a world of his own. My time on the merry-go-round. And if I had to choose between then and now, I'd choose now. All the muddles and miscommunications that landed me here. All the fights and late night conversations. I've ever made. They were the best mistakes I've ever made.